So having worked with mobile ultrasound machines, what ways could you see this new technology being implemented into hospital practice?
Oh, many ways. I spend most of my days pushing a large machine from ward to ward in order to obtain images to, you know, provide the reporters with some good images. If it was possible to sort of pull a small thing out of my pocket, that would be preferable.
Yeah, absolutely. And what would that mean for the patients as well in terms of having a smaller device around them?
Well, it means that it would be an immediate diagnosis if in the hands of a cardiologist who would be able to immediately obtain some images and give them the information that, you know, either gave a diagnosis or ruled something out, and they could move on to another investigation or have their answer.
And what about radiation for patients? Could you see this minimising the radiation exposure for them as well?
Well, there's no radiation with ultrasound. It's just using ultrasound waves. So it's more about the timeliness of it rather than exposure to radiation.
So do you see that this could also be implemented outside hospitals and doctors' rooms? A travelling doctor, for instance, maybe, if the patient's staying at home, could the operator possibly come to diagnose the patients at their house?
Definitely. And those regional areas which struggle with obtaining some of these imaging technologies, that could solve problems for them as well.
And can you see any potential downfalls if this were to be introduced? Because it sounds very positive. I mean, cutting down wait times and hopefully having a very quick diagnosis right in your hands.
No, I think for the purpose of getting quick answers, I don't know the full capability of the butterfly, but for the purpose of actually obtaining an immediate diagnosis from just a few minutes with your machine, I think it would be amazing.
Well, Kerry, thank you so much for joining us to chat with us this morning about this.
Oh, you're most welcome.